This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for another monthly almanac, where we'll explore the history, folklore, and nature of June. So, where does the month of June get its name? Well, there are two main theories. Some believe it is named after Juno, the ancient Roman goddess of marriage and childbirth, and the month June is still a popular one for weddings to this day. Another theory believes the name came from the Latin juvenis, meaning young people, who were celebrated at this time in ancient Rome. There are a few big dates in June, including the Strawberry Moon, which will take place on the 10th of June. This is the full moon named after the peak strawberry growing season. And this year it will be the lowest strawberry moon until 2043, staying unusually close to the horizon in the Northern Hemisphere. And of course, on June the 20th, summer officially begins in the Northern Hemisphere with the summer solstice. It's the longest day of the year and has been celebrated for many eras. Celtic, Slavic and Germanic people celebrated by lighting bonfires, which intended to boost the sun's strength for the remainder of the crop season and ensure a healthy harvest. And on this day, many people still visit the Stonehenge Monument to dance and play drums as the sun emerges between the slivers of rock. There's also Midsummer Day on the 24th of June. Historically, this marks the midpoint of growing season, halfway between planting and harvest of crops. Speaking of crops, there is a lot of delicious food to enjoy in the month of June. Strawberries will be aplenty this month, along with gooseberries, raspberries, and elderflower. So why not make a seasonal pavlova with some elderflower cordial? Or if you're more of a savoury person, broad beans, French beans, and mange tout can be used for a delicious side or salad this month. June is also a very busy time for seabirds, who will return from the open water to sea cliffs for breeding season. The ledges of coastal cliff faces will be packed with guillemots and razorbills. Puffins also take advantage of grassy edges and rocky crevices to lay their eggs in secondhand rabbit burrows or chambers that they make themselves. They have a rather unusual call you can listen out for, halfway between a moo and a creaky door. Above the waves, gannets will use their binocular vision at heights of up to 30 metres to pick out a fresh fish for dinner. And many young birds will be leaving their nest for the first time. Fledgling blue tits, starlings and great spotted woodpeckers will begin to appear into this month with their downy feathers. They'll be learning to live in the outside world without their parents, but usually have a mother somewhere close by keeping watch. Nightjars will also be active at dusk, dawn, and night. Their soft plumage means they can fly silently, and their camouflage makes them almost indistinguishable from a chunk of tree bark. Their presence is usually only noticed by their chirring song, best heard in the evening. Learn more about the nature you can enjoy every month on the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. Thank you for exploring the month of June with me, and I'll be back soon to look at the folklore, nature and history of July. But for now, have a very happy June and summer solstice celebration from all of us here at RNIB Connect Radio.